Hello, this is Pastor Becca Bateman of Doylestown Presbyterian Church. As our podcast audience continues to grow, I want to thank our loyal listeners and welcome those who may have just recently found us. We know that life can quickly become so busy, so this podcast offers an on-the-go opportunity to hear Sunday's sermon, along with a scripture lesson from that day's lay leader or preacher. We also encourage you to visit our website at dtownpc.org to learn more about our church and all the diverse ministries. Thank you for tuning in.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there's the place they laid him. But go, tell the disciples and Peter that he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And this is the word of the Lord. Pray with me, please. Our gracious God, on this Easter morn, we pray that you would roll away any stone of doubt or disappointment within us. Help us, though we have not seen, to believe. And we pray that you will quiet in us every voice but your own. We pray this now and always in your name. Amen. My Lord, what a morning. After all these years in the ministry, I know that when people come to worship on Easter, they have high expectations and they expect three things. They expect the sanctuary to be adorned with flowers. They expect stirring and beautiful music. And they expect a humdinger of a sermon from the preacher. Well, look around. We have beautiful flowers. And you have already heard the amazing, beautiful music. From where I come from, two out of three ain't bad at all. There's nothing quite like Easter. There's so much excitement and celebration and joy, and yes, indeed, expectations run so high, we are thrilled. Interestingly, the mood of that very first Easter was just the opposite. The mood that first Easter was one of disappointment. It was one of shattered dreams and hopes. It was one that held a deep sadness inside the soul. Jesus was crucified dead, and he was buried. That's the mood of the first Easter. The women on the way to the tomb are only wondering one thing: who will move the stone in front of the entrance to the tomb? Who will move the stone? And when they arrive, they see that the stone has already been rolled away. They are amazed. And the angel says to them, "Do not be amazed, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised." Friends, on those four little words rests the hope of all humankind. He has been raised. On those four little words rests the only reason any one of us should bother to be here today. He has been raised. Four little words that change life, death, and entered in eternal life. He has been raised. You see, on Friday, it seemed as though everything was dark. What happened that Friday was still fresh on the minds of the women. I'm sure they still could see and hear all that went on with the crucifixion of the one they loved. The one they loved was dead. Perhaps no one explains this better than James Fleming. The hill that is shaped like a skull is now deserted. The bodies have been taken down from the crosses. The soldiers have gone home. On the ground, there's a scattering of bent and twisted nails. And by the middle cross, there is a crown of thorns, the tips the color of crimson. And on the middle cross, the sign that Pilate put up, "King of the Jews," is now askew. Jesus was taken to a borrowed tomb. He was placed there, and they rolled a stone to block the entrance. On Good Friday, it seemed like darkness had the upper hand. But Easter is a-coming. On Friday, it looked like death was the final word. But Easter is a-coming. And so when they arrive, they hear those four little words, "He has been raised," and all of life forever changed. I have two little spiritual truths for you to take home in your Easter basket. The first one is this: Easter means pardon from the past. Easter means a promise for the future. Pardon from the past. The reason I like Mark's telling so much is that Mark says, "Don't forget to tell Peter." And we all know about Peter, the one who denied his Lord three times. Don't forget to tell Peter. And so, like Peter, all of us know that there have been times when we too have missed the mark. When we really aren't the kind of person God created us to be, we know that there are times when we still struggle with mistakes and failures that are hidden inside of us. I've always loved the story of the Presbyterian minister who died and went to heaven and was met at the pearly gate. And while he was there, he was asked one final question. "Now I need to ask you, is there anything else that you have done in your life that you need to confess. And he thought for a moment and he said, well, there was that time back in high school. We were playing St. Ignatius for the state championship in football. And it was the final play of the game, and I took the ball. And there was great controversy after that moment as the game ended. Did I cross the line or did I fumble? No one could tell. And so the head official came to me and he looked deep into my eyes and he said, son, tell the truth. Did you fumble? He said, no, sir, I didn't. It's always bothered me that I lied like that and that I denied St. Ignatius a championship. But you don't think something like that would keep me out of heaven, do you, Peter? He said, oh, Peter's at lunch, I'm St. Ignatius. Friends, let me share something. We all have two or three secret sins that we've never told anybody about. We all know of two or three things that lie within us, that stay with us, that we've never really confessed. But today is Easter. It's Easter. It means there's a new beginning for everyone. And so, in the name of the risen Lord of life, I declare unto you, your sin is forgiven. So are all those mistakes and failures. They are forgiven. So please forgive yourself this morning. Don't be so hard on yourself. Accept the gift of Easter. You are forgiven, so you can pick up your life and you can keep on living. Pardon from the past and a promise for the future. A promise for all that lies before us. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Henry Nouwen writes, Easter is God's way of saying to us, nothing that belongs to God will ever be lost. Nothing that belongs to God will ever be lost because there is a love that will never let you go. That's the message of Easter. This day is about life, death, and eternal life. That's the message of this day. That you and I shall live again. For I am the resurrection and the life. He or she who believes in me shall not die. And ever who lives with me shall never taste death. And because I live, you shall live also. Every Easter, we have flowers. Many of them are given in memory of someone you love. They're given because even though they are gone, in your heart, you can still see their face and you can hear their voice, because love is eternal. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I'm often asked, what is heaven like? I really don't know that answer. I mean, I know the description of the scriptures. But for me, I think heaven is like the receiving station at Ellis Island. At the old Ellis Island receiving station at the New York Harbor, the immigrants would arrive after long days with their voyage across the ocean. They would arrive, and there they would be greeted. And there someone would officially look over all their papers and make sure everything was proper and in order. And then they were released to go. And there was always a designated spot, the kissing post. The kissing post at Ellis Island. That was the designated spot where they would run, and standing there were all the people who had been waiting for them to come. And so they hugged and kissed and laughed and cried tears of joy for this great reunion, that they were together once again. I think for me, I don't really care if heaven is paved with streets of gold. I think heaven has its own kissing post. I think in heaven, there will be a place when we come that we will go. And there we will see Jesus and all the people we have ever loved, and all those who have ever loved us. And there we will laugh and cry and sing and dance and kick up our heels. The grand reunion at the kissing post. And that's what I think heaven is like, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you again for joining us today. Once again, I invite you to check out dtownpc.org for information about our worship and programming for all ages.